Now, verse 7, the watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. You see, it was not safe to be on the streets of Jerusalem in that day. That was 1000 B.C. 3,000 years ago, it wasn't safe on the streets of Jerusalem at night. And today, it's not safe on the streets of Los Angeles at night, and in some places in the daytime. So we've come a long ways, haven't we? Only thing is, we've been going around in a circle, and we seem to be right back where man was thousands of years ago. And it wasn't safe for out there. And I wonder today how many realize how impotent and powerless we are if we tempt to go out on our own. Now, I'm afraid that a great deal of enthusiasm is being worked up to do just one thing, and that is to knock on doors. Now, that's sure been neglected a long time, but I'm confident that there are certain people who ought not to be knocking on doors, and there are certain ones that I do not think ought to be witnessing at all. I have a friend that is in another state, and when I'm there, he always wants me to play golf with him, and I do. I enjoy being with him. But he has no tact whatsoever, and yet he has a zeal to witness for the Lord. I have seen him make waitresses angry. I've seen him make strangers that we meet angry. And he says, you know, says there's sure a lot of opposition against the gospel today, isn't there? Well, I couldn't help but say to him, I don't think there's as much opposition as you think there is. I said, it might have something to do with the way that we present it. And then I called his attention. I said, you know, one of the most hostile persons that the Lord Jesus ever approached was that woman, that Samaritan woman, came down to the well. She was defiant. And I said, have you ever noticed how he approached her? He didn't approach her as if he's got something and he's going to cram it down her throat. He said to her, you give me to drink. Oh, my. He takes the lowly place and he asks her for something. Then he very courteously says, oh, I could have given you water if you'd have asked for it. And finally, she asked for it. And he didn't offer it till she asked for it. My friend, you and I need to, before we attempt to cram the gospel down the throats of some folk, we need to give them a little appetite for it. Maybe they could see something in us. So many of them don't see anything in us, but maybe they ought to see something first. Maybe they ought to find out whether it's real in our hearts and lives first. And so we need to be very careful about that. But there is today an opposition to the Word of God. And here we find that it comes from unexpected quarters. And I don't know, the watchman there, he should have been the one to encourage this girl. But the thing was that they smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. And this girl's having a difficult time, by the way, not being protected by the ones that should protect them. Poor preachers find themselves deserted by a board that's turned against them because he may be preaching a little too strong for them. The thing is that the opposition comes from those sometimes who should be protecting.